Hello and welcome to another episode of Father and Joe. I'm Joe Rocky here with Father Boniface. And Father, I wanted to have a conversation with you that is something that growing up, I'm pretty sure I was discouraged from doing. But now as an adult, I feel that I need to do it all the time. And I want to foresay this by saying I could have been taught the wrong thing when I was younger, or I could be totally doing it wrong now. And that is a comment in which I said in the last episode, which is I speak, write, communicate, whatever the right term is, differently with different people in different settings. And I know that when I was growing up, you were supposed to just basically be this one official and proper way throughout everything you're at. So that was like the way it was taught. And I look at the way that my life is now, it's like, that's not the reality at all. And I'm not sure if one way is right or not. I know I'm not the only person who went through this, as it was basically, I guess, a generational thing that was pressed upon us. And I look at it and go, if I don't know if the way I was raised or taught, and if I'm doing it right now, how do I even know how to teach someone else? So these are the types of questions that I have sitting in my head here in this moment in time and wanted to present it here because, again, I know that I'm not the only person who's made this realization of looking back like, oh, man, I wish that the people who saw me when I was 14 couldn't see me now type thing because I don't do it the way they thought I was going to. For better or worse, that's reality.
I think you might be asking something that I missed. So please feel free to say if I missed it. In terms of that, you know, growth in our relational sophistication and our relational capacity. I'm also very different than I was when I was 14, and in the way that I interact with other people and. Yeah, sometimes I would also like to go back in time. And, you know, one of the things I have come to understand are the ways that I sometimes shut myself down, sometimes put myself forward, sometimes use too much energy, sometimes use too little energy, sometimes package the things that I'm saying. And we've talked about trauma and, you know, the ways that we carry some of this woundedness, and we tend to kind of like a limp without thinking about it. We're favoring something and we don't realize until, you know, whatever, somebody points it out that we're actually limping. And there are a lot of times that we've limped around in relationships and in conversation. We've favored, kept a part of ourselves away that could be hurt or is wounded or... And without even realizing it, that's what we were doing. So, you know, in those awkward teenage years, how much were we trying to impress people and only show the good parts of ourselves or run away from popular people or try to be one of the popular people, or we all of these kind of crazy relational dynamics that we were doing without understanding what we were doing, you know. And now looking back at it, it's like, oh gosh, that's what that was there. I was really afraid of being rejected. I really desperately wanted somebody to see me and understand me. So as we keep growing in those dynamics, and that's only going to happen insofar as we have some self-awareness. And that's often helped by other people in our lives who are able to point that out as well. You know what you just did there? What did I just do there? You know, you just completely switched the conversation. Why did you do that? I didn't even notice that I did that. Well, I guess I got uncomfortable with that. And so I pushed it in a different direction, you know? So having the people in our lives and the self-awareness so that we can even notice that something is happening, and then being able to dig into what the reasons are for that. What was I avoiding, accommodating? What was I favoring as I limped around it? You know, those are part of the growth cycle. And then as we learn it, we can also share it. I think we can help others to be aware of some of those dynamics in their relationships.
Yeah, I love that because that is probably one of the things that you have taught me so well of how to be aware. Go back and go, what are we actually doing? And doing it in a way that is not mean to yourself, not degrading yourself, and kind of just living in reality's terms. You know, some of those things that you were impressed upon, you know, based upon your age, you just kind of had to accept because you didn't have another choice. And how does it go as you get into the freedom of looking forward? And that self-awareness might be the thing that is the underlying essence of when I look around and go, I had no idea that this is how other adults were really going to be. Like, you know, the notion of when you're in third grade that all adults like communicate well with each other and they got their life together and they're like sharing and kind and all that stuff. And reality is most people have no idea what they're even doing. And they're just rolling so fast on an autopilot. To go back to last episode, it's another fear I have with the AI. You're just going to speed up your unawareness and crashing into things faster just on a relationship level instead of a ping pong level, if you will. And it just amazes me that this is not on the forefront of more people's minds of what is it that I actually am doing. You know, just to give an example, I mean, COVID was what, basically 3-4 years ago now? And people have been doing Zoom meetings or video conferencing equivalents since that time. And I'll ask people, well, how many times have you ever rewatched yourself for what you present into the information you're conveying? Just from a picture box in the screen and the words coming out of your mouth. And it astounds me how low that percentage is. Now, granted, it's not a formal study. It's just me asking my clients. But are you not interested in what you're putting out there? Do you not want to figure that out and then do some trial test of, well, this worked this way, this didn't work that way? Like, it astounds me that the desire to be self-aware is so minimal. And I think that in a large way, this might even be a reflection of, I think part of the reason is the beginning of every mass. You have to think of your last week. Like, what did you do good and bad? That's the beginning of the mass. And as you see the direct relationship of less attending of mass and the greater this problem, another benefit you get out of mass, I got to tell you, becoming self-aware and being better at self-aware enhances a lot of things. So Father, sorry if I took that in a direction you want. As you gave the example, you just turned that conversation and missed it. Hopefully that's not what I just did to you right there. But that was, I don't get it. It mind boggles me and probably will never stop, but just something.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of those people who doesn't listen to himself very much, although I would have to say I do sometimes. It was a very weird experience when I started doing things on the radio to get into the car and hear myself. But then it's quite remarkable how much you can learn from yourself. It's I'm like, wow, that was really profound. I don't remember having had that thought, although clearly I did because I said it. I'm listening to myself saying it right now, and I feel like I've never thought of that before. That's a really fascinating experience. So, but I think it helps, you know, to do that process with someone else. I have to sit with someone else and to watch a video that I created or material that I'm putting out there. And then I'm sort of hearing it for myself, and I'm also hearing it with them and sort of through them, anticipating how they're hearing it. I think that can be, you know, a kind of bonding activity in a certain way, and also help to, I don't know, make it a little bit more palatable, and I might be a little bit more willing to admit that something is not great, or that it could use some help, or anyway, variety of things there. But yeah, it's so just that self-awareness and how I'm showing up in different places and different relationships, and then just, you know, wondering why, being a little bit curious about that feedback loop can be extremely helpful for relating much better to people.
Yeah, it's amazing. So amazing. And it's, you're right. you do learn so much looking back at yourself. You know, I looked at just the growth that I had being with you on the show, editing the first episodes, and hopefully you guys can see the difference between 1 to 50 and where we're at now, because I personally don't think we got really good, actually any good, before the first 50 episodes, because just communicating changes and the way that you do it in a professional setting, you know, even if it's not a professional setting, just the way that you do it. And I know that in myself personally, I would get told I'm using the wrong tone, long language all the time through high school, all the way through college. I actually remember dropping a business communication class because some guy told me I used the wrong tone. I was like, I ain't doing this. I remember that happening. And here we are, fast forward. And because I was like actually willing to listen, like maybe this should be addressed. Maybe I am causing some of my own problems here. Things started working. And it's all back to this initial theme here of being self-aware. And also with that, recognizing that my hypothesis of what I thought about this situation might be wrong. Like being open to that concept that maybe some change is good. And regardless of who told me that change, let's just look at it as the change for its own merit. And then we'll dive into who and why they told me. But some changes you're going to hear, it's like, that's just bad. Like, instead of drinking water all day, just drink Coca-Cola. That's not going to be healthy for you. Just give it 2 weeks and you'll see the difference. So just because ads with Santa Claus say that Coca-Cola is a good idea to drink all the time, the polar bears look super happy, doesn't mean that, oh, maybe I should do this forever. So it just astounds me about how many things that we're unaware of that we just go through with emotions. It's just profound. I started going down this rabbit hole, and it has just been everything. Just one day, question everything you do for an entire day and why you do it. It is such a mind-opening experience about why you're just going with the flow and what would be different. It's astounding. But Father, now I know for a fact I'm going down a little bit of a different path. So I want to
give you a chance that exercise.
Get back on straight.
I really like that exercise of just questioning everything you do in a day. I mean, even if you just stop right now and think of all of the things that unfolded throughout the morning and or whenever you're listening to this, I guess it's just about noon for us. But just to think about the morning and what unfolded, why I got up, why I went to this particular place, did this particular thing, made this particular phone call, text message, checked this news site, checked just to look at all of those automatic behaviors. We, you know, of course, we do, we want to embed the good into our automatic behaviors. And that's mm-hmm. what we call virtue. So habits of holiness are virtues, and those become automatic behaviors. But if we, well, we can just say your automatic behaviors are not purely good already. And if we're not aware of and making some conscious choices around how we can make adjustments there, then we're not going to really embed the good in all of our automatic behaviors. And how do we notice that we have those automatic behaviors that are not good? Well, again, sometimes we feel it. Maybe it's after 2 weeks of drinking only Coca-Cola and our body is hurting in strange ways. And we say, well, I wonder what's happening here. And then we realize what we did there, and we can make it go differently. And other people in our lives are also very helpful for saying, you know, you maybe you have a nervous tic that is driving somebody else crazy, but you don't know you're even doing it until they point it out to you. Or you have particular conversational patterns, or even people getting emotional, getting angry in certain ways, not even knowing that they're doing that. And just having somebody say, why are you so angry with me? And being able to be self-aware about that. I remember early on in my monastic life, I got very irate about something that was happening on campus. And I went to one of our monks who was the director of student life or something like that. And I started telling him all this stuff, and he just stopped me at one point and he said, why are you yelling at me? And I was not even aware. I was intense and I was passionate about it, but I was like, oh, and just him saying that helped me to stop and look at myself. And I said, oh, well, that's a good question. Okay. And then I just restarted much more calmly and just shared the facts with them. And then we had a nice conversation about what we could do from there. So, yeah, those are, I think we can have some joy around that kind of those kinds of processes of growth if we, you know, take a positive attitude toward it and recognize my automatic behaviors, my habits are not all good already. I do a number of things without necessarily noticing it. I need those people in my life who can help to point it out to me and help me to work on it. And I can even notice it myself. As you said, we probably have a lot of recordings of ourselves we can watch and then be aware of how much we say and or something like that. And we can start to do a little bit of positive feedback loop on our speech patterns and behavioral patterns and have that kind of self-improvement cycle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope that you guys can take some things from this episode and implement it in your life and how to look at where are areas I'm not self-aware, where are things that I want to do it. Because just simply by pausing, as you said there, getting a reflection and then adjusting, it can make a magnitude of difference in ways that you won't really be able to see until after the fact. Use the analogy a lot of, you know, people feel better when they're lighter. Well, you don't really instantly lose and gain that weight. It's a process of losing the weight. And you almost forget what it was like when you had that extra 20 pounds. And it's like, well, this is making a big difference. And this is self-awareness is another element. It's the relationship version of making yourself stronger like that. So we thank everyone for listening. We'll be with you again next week.